I was thinking about that, the memorial service for Miss Teresa there. I'm just trying to mind the Lord this morning, youngins. God knows my heart. I was thinking about that memorial service for Miss Teresa, and the preacher was reading over in Joshua where they went across and they set up a memorial. And he was talking about that memorial that we have and having a memorial service. I got to thinking about old Joshua as he got over there. And you got to remember, they had done went through the wilderness. They'd been 40 years, Brother Jeff, in that wilderness. They'd been 40 years out there in the darkness. They'd been 40 years out there trenching through that dark place, trying to find, get a little peek over to the other side where the goodness that was promised them was. And they hadn't seen it yet, but praise God, they still had the promise. I want to say this morning, youngest, we ain't seen it yet, but we still got the promise. Amen. It don't matter where you're at. It don't matter how bad it gets. We ain't got there yet, but we still going to see the promise. Amen. Praise His holy name. But you know what they did? They come up there and they got to the edge of that wilderness. Praise the Lord. And they got to a place where God said, all right, it's time to just get ready. Praise the Lord. They'd been there before and they had done decided that they wasn't able to do it, that they wasn't fit to go in. But you know what God said? God said, listen, I know you're not, but I am. And He said, if you'll just trust me. And Joshua told him, he said, listen, folks, we got to just take a few days here, and we got to just evaluate the situation. He called all the old priests in, the men of God. He said, gather up our people. He said, I want to talk to you. He said, listen, you know where you brought us from. A whole lot of us have left a lot of graves over there in the other side, but praise God, we're catching the crossover into something better. And so God said, listen, so what we got to do is we got to prepare a place. We've got to get ready. Amen. Is everybody ready this morning? Amen. Are you ready this morning? Are you sure you made your call and your election sure? If God called you out of here right now, where would you spend eternity? I said, where would you spend eternity? Well, I hope. You better have the hope. I think so. You better know so. Amen. Because we're going out of here one day. It don't matter. Sometimes, the Bible says it's appointed man wants to die, and after this, a judgment. Every one of us is going to have to go through that time and have to go through a judgment. Amen. We don't know. It could be today, tomorrow. The rapture could take place at any minute. Because Jesus could say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. We'd be gone. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Pass on out of here and pass on into glory. But Joshua told them. Now just picture, he calls all the congregation together, all the 12 tribes of Israel, millions of people gathered together, several million. Amen. And that's why he called the priest and he informed them what was taking place. He said, now just go and tell them. And the priests scattered out and they start going to the tribe. And each one had tribes that they were responsible. And they begin to tell them what the man of God said. And they begin, he said, hey, listen, the man of God says in a couple of days, we're going to march out of here. And we're going to cross this river Jordan. And we're going to go over on the other side. Amen. He said, we're going into that place of promise. Boy, that's enough to stir you up. But there was a little bit of apprehension. Amen. Because hey, listen, we know who we are. We know where we've been. And I was thinking, they was doing that service the other day. I thought, you know, I know who I'm at. I know where I've been. Amen. I know the kind of person that I am, Brother Billy. I know this old flesh that I live in that's so apt to do things that'll break God's heart and make Him sad. Amen. You know anybody like that? Amen. That's apt to break God's heart and make Him sad. Amen. Hey, listen, we all are. We're all apt to break God's heart and make Him sad. But I don't want to do that today. The whole reason I come to church, the whole reason I study the Word of God, the whole reason I try to preach the gospel to you is so we won't break God's heart and make Him sad. I want to be found well-pleasing to my Savior. Amen. So he gathers them up and he begins to tell them. He said, listen, you need to get your heart right with God. He said, you need to be thinking about where you're at. And need to think about where you're going. And he said, you need to be thinking about how you're going to get there. Amen. He said, I got to think about it. The one that's brought us this far. So He didn't bring us this far to forsake us now. I want to say this morning, youngins, God didn't bring you this far to forsake you now. So what do? He said we just double down. And we keep on praising the Lord and we keep lifting up His name and we stay with Jesus. We so many people, now listen to me, I'm just being as honest as I know how to be this morning. We have so many of our family, our children, members even of this church, they come through the church for years, they graduate from high school and it's bye-bye. They go away and you never see them no more. You see them along and you ask them, where are you going to church? Well, preacher, I'm not really going nowhere right now. God help us, young men. We need to keep pressing on. We've got to persevere in our faith, praise God, because He's the one, He's the only hope that we have. He's the only promise. The promise lands over yonder, and the only way that you'll get there, that I'll get there, that we'll get there is through Him. Amen. We have to be followers of Christ. We have to be about the Father's business. We have to be looking to Him, the author and finisher of our faith. Not the one that got us in, but praise God, the one that's going to bring us through. Amen. I'm glad I know Him this morning. Amen. I know Him as my personal Savior. I love Him. And I thank Him for loving me. Praise God. When I was unlovable, He loved me. Come to where I was. Did I ever tell you about when I got saved? Amen. I'm not ashamed of it. Praise God. I preached on that Wednesday night. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel, praise God. That good news of Jesus Christ that loved me enough, an old wicked sinner, to die for my sins. But they were out there in the wilderness. Joshua said, you got to get ready. He said, we're getting ready to go to a place, into a situation that you've never been before. And you know, I can just hear the children of Israel. They said, wait a minute, Joshua. We've come out of Egypt. We've been through the wilderness for 40 years. You can't tell us that we don't know everything there is to know about what's going on. Joshua said, hold on, young. He said, you don't know nothing. Amen. He said, you don't know. You know what happens? We get in church and we begin thinking that we know everything because we know who Jesus is. Amen. I want to say there's a whole lot more to being a Christian than knowing who Jesus is. It's knowing Him as your personal Lord and Savior. He's something that you can't do without. Amen. He ought to be your first love. You say, how do you know that you love somebody? Let me give you, you young people, listen to me. I'll just give you a little piece of advice from experience. Amen. How do you know that you love somebody? Truly love somebody. Because that somebody becomes someone that you can't do without. Amen? Someone that you want to be with all the time. Someone that you'll kiss goodbye when they go to work in the morning because you're going to miss them so much. And you can't wait to see them when you get back together. I wonder this morning, do we love Jesus that much? Do you love Jesus that much? Amen? You know, a preacher, he's never going to leave me or forsake me so I don't have to have all that prayer. Hey, listen, that's why we ought to love Him more. Because He first loved us. He loves us, praise God, that He promised to never leave us to forsake. That's true love. Amen. That He loved us while we were yet in our sins. He paid for, He bought us, praise God, with His blood. Jesus shed blood for you. Amen. How much are we willing to shed for Him? I think what I'll do this morning, I'm just going to shed off this old sinful nature that I have. Justified Lord Jesus Christ, grace, but because He first loved me, because He died for me. I'm going to live in the righteousness of Christ because He's right and I'm not. I'm going to be sanctified. I'm going to set myself aside. I'm going to make a decision, praise God. I've made a decision that I'm just going to follow Jesus. I figured out, praise God, when I don't have the means, when I don't know how to make it, He takes care of that. I've told you before, we've been in situations, said, Lord, you know, it's laid out here on the table. This, you know, I don't know how to handle this. But God, Lord, I know You do. And Lord, glory, hallelujah. And I know You, as my Heavenly Father, You have it all, praise God. And You know what I need. And You're more than able to meet that need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Here it is, God. I ain't got the funds. Praise God, but I know, God, that you do. See, we put God in these little box and we think, well, you know, if we need him, we'll pull him out. Okay, God don't live in no box. God is the God of the universe. He casts the stars off the end of his fingers, praise God. Amen. Amen. He names them every one. Glory to God, brother. I do good to remember my name. And I'm stressed to remember yours. But God remembers all the stars, and he knows your name, praise God, by heart. Amen. He's looked down upon you. He sees you as you are. And no offense, fellas, but he knows the hairs on your head. Amen. Amen. We got a lot of heads in here, ain't got much hair. Me included. I wash more face every day. But God knows it, praise God. And he's there to help us. Amen. And Joshua was trying to tell the people, he was trying to curse you, say, get ready. Say, hey, realize who God is. Because we're going in a place, praise God, that we've never been before. I want to say, listen to me, the United States of America may be heading in a direction that we've never been before. Amen. Amen. We're never, you say, preacher, you mean this war that's going on? No, I mean the Holy Ghost of God wanting to move in the land, praise God, like he's never moved before. One great Holy Ghost revival, praise God, that God wants to do, and we got to want to let him. Amen. I mean in a fashion like we've never seen it before. I'm praying, God, get me ready. Amen. Kindle a fire in my heart. So that I know you and the free pardon of sin that you can manifest yourself to me. He said, you got to get ready. He said, not only got to get ready, you got to be ready. Amen. You got to be ready. We don't know what's coming. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but he does. We got to get ready. We got to be ready. Very good. And we got to stay ready. Hello. Wake up. I'm still preaching up here. Amen. Can I get a witness? We got to stay ready. You say, hey, preacher, how do we do it? By staying focused. We got to focus on the Lord. We got to focus on the Word of God. We got to stay with His truth. We got to let His truth continue to speak to our hearts. Because He'll guide us in the path of righteousness. His truth, praise God, from here on. Take us on that journey. He says, you've not been this far before. So, preacher, I thought we'd been through a whole lot. I did. Praise God, we have. But God Almighty said, you still got a ways to go. But Joshua said, hey, listen, said, get them together. Tell them to get ready. Tell them to get right. Tell them to be in a mind state. He said, now God's going to go before them. I preached this a few weeks ago, I think. Yeah. He said, God's going to go before you. And said, when you see the Levites and you see the ark and you see them begin to move out, he said, you need to follow after it. Amen. You need to start. Now that ark, and that, I told you before, that's a type of God Almighty. It's a type of His presence. You know what's wrong with the church? We're not ever coming looking for God's presence, Brother Chris. We're not looking for Him to show up and fill us up. Amen. The Bible says when God manifests His presence in the sanctuary, that the sanctuary is filled with the smoke of His presence. That there's not even a place for the people to come in, praise God. And they just gather around the edges because it's so good, it's overflowing, and the people getting all that they can stand around the edges. Amen. I'm looking for that day, praise God, when we gather up around the edges and God begins to bless us and we begin to receive those blessings. Amen. You get the Kate Hippinson, you start running out in the neighborhood and you start telling it. That used to be the way it was. Amen. Can I get a witness? Used to be the way it was, praise God. We'd get blessed down the house. God, we'd go tell somebody. But you know what? We're living day in our age now that we think, well, I ain't going to say nothing about that good service this morning because if I do, I might jinx it. Come on now. I know how the devil works in your mind. Amen. He says, don't say nothing about that. That's pretty good, but you say anything about it, you jinx it, you won't have another good service for a year. That ain't got the way God works. When we get to bragging on Him and praising Him and giving Him glory, Then God begins to go before us, praise God. And He begins to open up those blessings as we go. Am I stupid? Am I retarded? Am I crazy? Amen. Crazy. Crazy for Jesus. Amen. I'm crazy for Jesus. I believe everything I'm telling you this morning. I think it's going to get better farther on. Amen. Go on the other side of Jordan, praise God. Is the promised land. Price of hope, praise God. I want to get past this old drudgery of this world and get over to promised land. Amen. I want Holy Ghost revival. I want it in me. I want it in you. I want it in our young people. I want them to be excited about what we're getting. Amen. I want to be excited. Praise God. Here we have Joshua. He's encouraging people. He said, you've never been this way heretofore. He said, you've got to get ready. The people get encouraged. They said, well, you know, we know where we've been. And he said, it ain't been really good over on this side. So praise God, it's got to be better on the other side. Amen. I can hear some old naysayers. Praise God, they look out their wrong ecclesiastical nose and say, well, priest, listen, it's like this. It's been so difficult here. But if you say it's going to be better on this side, praise God, we're just going to take your word for it. And we're just going to get ready. We're going to prepare ourselves, and we're just going to go with you. Amen. Yeah. Priest says, no. He said, you're going to go with God.
Amen.
The priest said, no, you're not going to go with me. You're going to go with God. He's going to go before you. He said, he's going to be a space. He said, 3,000 feet. Amen. He said, on this side, Jordan, he said, you can't get within 3,000 feet of the Ark of the Covenant. You can't get with, hey, praise God, it's only one time of the year, and that's when the high priest goes in. Other than that, you can't get near it. Only the Levites can carry it on a stick. Amen. So he says, he gets them gathered up, and they said, well, you know, if that's the way it is, that's the way we'll go. He said, we're just going to trust you. We're going to follow you. He said, no, you're going to follow God. And Joshua said, now listen, folks, said, when we get to the brink of the water, and by the way, I know it's a time of year that the Jordan's plumb out of its banks. It's flood stage. Amen. Kind of like it was during Hurricane Helene. Water was everywhere. See, there's a lot of flatland over there, so when Jordan gets out, it just spreads out. And he said, in 3 days, said, we're going to go over. He said, pray and get ready because we're going across. Oh goodness. You didn't tell us we was going that soon. If I knew we was going in 3 days, then I'd make my call election sure better. Amen. Hey, it's easy to think about going over Jordan, about crossing Jordan, about going over the other side, entering into the promise of God when it's way down the road. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. When it's way down there, praise God, you don't think about it a whole lot. But when you start thinking about it being right up close, just a couple of days, amen, just a little while, praise the Lord, then you start getting more concerned about yourself. I mean, we ought to have that same concern today in the day and the hour that we live. Concern for ourselves. Concern for our loved mamas and daddies, mamas, papas. We ought to be thinking about our children and our grandchildren. Amen. We ought to be thinking about them right now. We ought to be showing them the love of Christ. We ought to be excited down at the church house about the things of God. We ought to be getting in, worshiping, right, as hard as we know how. Amen. And I want you to say, old devil's a whispering in your ear. He says, just tell old preacher that you just don't feel like it. Amen. You know what, Johnny and Susie, they're going to say, well, preacher, I'd get in too. I just really don't feel like it. Amen. Let me tell you how to win the worship of God is when you don't feel like it. Just go ahead and get in. Just get to praise Him, worship Him. Just pray. Just say, dear Lord Jesus, I love you so much. I love you. I appreciate all you're doing for me. And pray. I'll tell you, you do that for a little while from the sincerity of your heart and the feeling will come. Amen. We don't run on feeling. But I'm glad I can feel what I've got. Amen. I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God stirs in my soul and gives me encouragement so I can be encouraged before I go. I lift up Jesus, praise God. I praise Him, give Him glory. Our children ought to be able to see in that house of God. We ought to be putting forth that effort so they can see it in us. Amen. If not, we're going to, you know what we're going to do? We're going to grow up a whole bunch of cold, dead Christians. Amen. I don't want to be no cold, dead Christian. Amen. Praise God. I want the, hey, there's a living spirit down inside me, and it's the spirit of a great big God. Amen. Who loves me, cares, and the spirit of my Savior, Jesus Christ. The consoler of my sins, the consoler of my soul. The Holy Spirit comes into me. And Josh said, hey, listen, young, we need to be getting ready. Because that Spirit of God's going to gather us up. And God's going to go before us. And those Levites is going to take up that ark on the staff. And as they go down through there, when they get to the brink of the river, he said, when they get to the brink of the river and their feet touches that's way outside the banks of Jordan. Amen. See, that just tells us how big God is, what He can do. He goes way outside that top of what that would keep us out of paradise. That'd keep us from the glory of God. That'd keep us from hope and happiness and joy, praise God, forever. Amen. Amen. He said, when the priests get down there, God's done prearranged it, that when the priests get, I know it's flooding. I know it looks bad. But don't be discouraged. He says, time to take courage in the Lord. He's brought us this far. It's amazing how the Bible continuously reminds us how God's brought us this far. Amen. That God didn't bring you this far to leave you now, forsake you now. But said, He's going to go before you. Said, give Him some space. I told you today, that's the type of Lord Jesus Christ having to go to Calvary for us before we could cross over in that place of peace, harmony with God. Amen. But He told him, He said, when they get there, and said, when their feet hit the brink of that river, He said, it's going to part, it's going to stand up in a heap. Amen. And so he said, you could just expect it. And these folks coming to 3,000 feet back from the ark, They would be arranged all around it, but they stay 3,000 feet back as they begin to march. The Levites take out Ark of the Covenant, that presence of God. They pick it up on their shoulder and they carry it. They're saying, "Oh God, Lord God Almighty." Amen. As they're carrying that, the presence of God is with them. I wonder if we just keep talking to God continually. Knowing His presence is with us. I come to church and every now and then I get a little something from God. God ought to be blessing you, touching you every day. Amen. Let me just tell you something. If you're living in sin, doing sinful things, or you're just nonchalant about the Lord, praise God, the Holy Ghost, God ought to be dealing with your heart. If He's not, then you better check up because you may not be saved. Amen. You need to know that you know, praise God, you have a relationship with Him. That you can't do bad things, young'uns. He won't let you. Amen. Amen? We shouldn't be getting in trouble a whole lot. Amen. Young and old. Because God's in us and He's telling us, He's guiding us, He's leading us, He's taking that place in the presence of the Lord. Hello? But they get up there to the brink of that and the people's a following the presence of God. And Joshua said, hey, listen, the Lord God, He said He's going to go before you. Amen. So how are we going to get over this Jordan? Situation like this. Plumb out of the banks. And those priests get there and their feet hit the edge of that water. And it's just like, it's a miracle. God just begins to just fold it like in layers. Amen. That's coming down. God just scooping it up in His hand like a dam and just throwing it backwards. Amen. You said, preacher, that's impossible. There ain't nothing impossible with God. Amen. It happened. Amen. He just began to pile up in a heap. He said, hold on a minute, water. He does it with the ocean every day. Amen. He uses the moon to be, and God says, hey, listen, the tide comes in. God said, whoa. And then He goes back out. Tide comes in, he says, whoa, and it goes back out. If not, it just keep coming in. Amen. But he says, whoa, wait a minute. And he stops it. He dries it up. Amen. And those Levites, they look around at Joshua. Amen. Praise God, because they know the man of God. They know what His plan is, what God's plan is. He's hooked up. He's done those. And Joshua says, "All right, youngins, praise God, go ahead." He starts motioning for the tribe one at a time. He said, "Go ahead, cross over Jordan." Amen. One at a time, one tribe at a time, one family at a time, one individual at a time. Listen, that's how we're going over. Amen. We're crossing over Jordan, praise God. Top of this world, top of death. We're going over, praise God, one soul at a time, one person at a time. Amen. He said, "You get ready. You got time to get ready," which is right now. Bible says today is the day of salvation. We're getting ready, praise God. And it's when God begins to motion us over. Amen. Hey, we don't have to balk on Him. We don't have to climb Him. Praise God. We just say, "Okay, Lord, if this is Your will." Amen. "Your will, not mine." That's what Jesus said, wasn't it? "Not my will, Lord, but Yours." Amen. And as they begin to cross over Jordan, that's what we're having today. It's all, I was saying about that memorial. Amen. That memorial. He said a memorial, just the crossing over. He said, just one at a time. One at a time. We're watching our feet. We're watching our love. We're watching our people go over Jordan just one at a time. Amen. We go down to the seminary. We go down to the funeral home. Just one at a time. Amen. Sometimes it's more than that from accidents and things. But that's basically how we do it. Amen. And we rejoice. We was talking the other day. People was talking about, you know, these funerals are so sad sometimes. So sad because, you know, we've lost that loved one. Listen, if they're a child of God, you ain't lost nothing. Amen. If you're a child of God, praise God, they just separate from you for a little while. They've just gone on ahead of you. Praise God, they've just been blessed above you, and they get to begin a journey, praise God, that we've never been on before.
Amen.
Amen. We ain't lost them. We know where they're at. I've got lots of family members, praise God, that they say, "Well, I'm sorry for your loss." I said, "I ain't lost nothing. I know where they're at. I'll see them again one day." Amen. Joshua told people, he said, "Go home, get over on the other side." And so they began to go. They begin to cross one person at a time. Amen. That's how we all got to cross, one person at a time. Amen. One person at a time. Now, hey, listen. You may want to get somebody on your back and carry them over. Amen. But that's not sufficient, praise God, for them to have peace on the other side. If you're going to carry them over on your back, you're going to carry them over as a saint of God because you love Lord Jesus Christ, and you carry them, praise God, up to the cross of Calvary where they can be saved. Amen. Where they can get in. Where they can rejoice in the Lord. Amen. So Joshua brings them over to the Jordan. He tells them, he said, "You got time here to get right." We have time right here to get right. I said, it's a no-so salvation. We better know. Amen. So when it comes time to cross, we can just bid this world goodbye. Amen. I believe old folks that didn't even look back at that old land they was leaving. They just focused their eyes on that promise. That's what we got to do, youngins. We just got to focus our eyes on the promise and just keep pressing toward the promise. To the promised land, to the Lord Jesus Christ, that place of hope, that place of prosperity, that place of new beginnings. We get over there, it'll be just like a brand new world that we've never experienced before. Amen. He said to Joshua, "Hey, listen," said, this is a direction, this is a way that we've never known before. But we're getting to go. Amen. It's a way that we've never known, but we're going to get to go. We get to go. Right. If your name, call and lecture, your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. You're going to cross over, and praise God, you're going to go over into that wonderful place in the glory of God, in His presence. People's apprehensive. They said, "Well, preacher, Joshua, I don't know. I don't know, Joshua." He said, "Listen, God's going before you. He's opened up a way for you." He said, "Now you can march on. God promised He'd go before you. And all those inhibitors in the land, He's going to take out of the way. He's going to remove them. He's going to do that." He said, "Well, preacher, they had to go in and fight the battle." God said, "I'm going to fight for you." Pulled up to Jericho, and he said, "Just march around it a few times," and said, "The walls will fall down flat, and you just go on in." Amen. Hey, listen, we just pull up to it, praise God, and we just march around and just praise God, give God glory, amen, and just shout at the end, and the walls will fall down, and you just go on in. Amen. That's all God says. He says, "Just put your faith in me." Ain't that what He was teaching them? He said, "Just put your faith in God. He's going before you. Just follow Him. Just follow Him. He'll lead you in. He'll take you in. He'll deliver you. He'll bring you to that place of promise. Did He not promise you? Jesus said, in My Father's house are many mansions. But He said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You believe in God, believe also in Me. Amen. Amen. He said, in My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Thomas, we know not where thou goest, how do we know the way? Amen. Jesus said, I am, He said, Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and life. He said, I'm going to show you the way. I'm going to do it in truth. Praise God. I'd never tell you a tale. Amen. And I'm going to take you, glory to God, somebody jump up and shout. He said, I'm going to take you into life like you've never knew it before. Amen. I'm going to take you to a place, praise God, where you're going to live like you've never lived before. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I've had a pretty good life here. I've enjoyed a lot of my life. Amen. Glory to God, I have too. I love joy every day. I enjoy even the difficult times, praise God, because I know Jesus are with me. But when we get over yonder, praise God, the blessings is just going to be poured out. Amen. To where we can't even imagine what God has in store for you and me. Amen. And God, and Joshua told me, said, hey, fellas, when you get up, after everybody had crossed over, he got a man from each tribe, he said, you get you a rock out of that river, a stone. And you take it over to the other side and you set it up for a memorial on the other side. He didn't say to get a couple pebbles. He said get a man-sized rock. Something you have to put some effort into. I believe I had to wrestle him up, Brother John. Come up on our shoulder. He said, you take that over on the other side and said, you set up a memorial. Amen. To show the people. I said, that's come out of that river, big old boulder on her shoulder. Well, they burdened down with the load, but a smile as big as Texas on her face. Because they said when people come in the years ahead, when children see that, they'll know that God did that. Amen. Our testimony we have, our faith in Jesus Christ, praise God, it ought to be a testimony, praise God, that we set up as a memorial that they can see it. And they can say, Papa, Mama, Mama, Daddy, God did that. Amen. We take them to lay them down, praise God. When this life is over, we ought to be able to say, praise God, God did that. Amen. God did that. I thought, well, glory to God. What a blessing, what a message, what a hope. God said, God's going to go before you. And everything that happens over there. Now listen, and I'll hush. He said, everything that happens, God's going to do that. Amen. God's going to, He'll help you while you're here. Get through it all. But over there, that'd make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Anyway, he said, when you get over there, God said, I'm going to do all that for you. I'm going to take care of everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'll let you begin to do those things for me. Praise God, that'll bring joy to your heart. Amen. Say, preacher, I don't like the thought of all that toil in heaven. But we're going to be working with Him. It's going to be a joy. Amen. Brother Junior's been helping me on a little project at the house. And I'm busted up. Amen. And he ain't much better. But we've had us a time. Amen. We've enjoyed it. I mean, it's been a blessing. It's been fun. Amen. Praise God. That's what it's going to be like when we get to heaven. Amen. It's not going to be a tedious thing. We're going to get to be with Jesus. We're going to have to work with Him and be there with Him in everything. Amen. Can you imagine when He starts doing this and doing that, in the galaxy, in the world, and praise God, and you're there and you can see it, you can be a part of it. We're part of it now. Whether you like to think about it or not, we're part of it now. But one day we'll get to participate in it with Him. See, Joshua was telling him, said, get ready. Because he said, you're going across. And you're going across with God. And when you get on the other side, God's going to take care of business for you. You just get to participate in it. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, he said, you know when we get to heaven, the Bible says we get rewards for participation. Amen. Now, I'm not one here in this world that's big on just giving award for participation. Amen. I can't hardly say that. For participation. Amen. I think if you play in something and you're the winner, then you should get a prize. Amen. Participation is something that we do. We might get recognition for it, but I don't think it earns you a prize. Amen. But praise God, when we get to heaven, praise God, we're going to get in the glory crowd, and it's going to be a prize for our participation. For what we've done, what we do for Lord Jesus Christ. What we do here and what we're allowed to do over there. I'm looking, praise God, to get into some big stuff over there. Amen. I told Brother Junior the other day, I never was no good at math. I can't add in my head. Amen, not at all. Used to be bad, now I'm really bad. Amen. Really bad. I was measuring the other day and he said, go 15 to half or something. I was going 15 to half in the wrong direction. Amen. That's the way I do. But I'm glad I got one that's always with me, praise God, that's leading me in the right direction. He showed me the right way. Leading me, praise God. He's leading me into the promised land. He's leading me in that place of hope, that blessing. Amen. Something that's, praise God, a whole lot better than the world. Amen. I know I was going to say all that, but praise the Lord, I did. But I appreciate God. And then in that whole thing, it's just about being ready and just following God. Following the presence of God, where He's at, where He's real. Where He manifests Himself in your heart and your lives. Where you can see Him. Where He becomes prevalent in who you are. Amen.